Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. A number of things going on around the community. First of all, a sad note, former school board chairperson Keith Hart, who was 71, passed away on Tuesday night. His services are at Gilbert Funeral Home this weekend. In other news, big changes are coming to one of Marion's most historic streets on East Carlisle Street. The wrecking ball has been swinging this week. Some of you may have noticed the demo that was going on over there to make way for some new development, or redevelopment, I might say. It's a project that the old Blue Nun building, remembered by most folks in this day and age as Coach's Cleaners, where Frank Pierce had the cleaners for a time. That's an historic building, and there's a lot of information in the Crittenden Press this week, details about its history and kind of what's going to go on over there. But we also have an opportunity to visit right now with Todd Riley, who owns that building. We see there's been some activity over on Carlisle Street, the wrecking ball, so to speak, opening the way for some new development. It looks like you're putting an accelerator on this project to open up what's called the old Nun Blue building.
Yep. Yes, sir. We purchased that building November of 24, and we've been working on it a little at a time, but we've been more motivated here lately because we have some interest in opening up a business inside of that. Our original plans were to restore a lot of the exterior brick. There's some mortar and stuff that was coming out. We've been working on that. We put some new floor joists in what used to be the dry cleaners. The upstairs, we've gutted pretty much everything on the upstairs, and you know, we're doing, like I said, some exterior work. Now, we actually just this morning tore down the old porch that was there. It was getting in bad shape, and pieces of it were falling down on the sidewalk, so we thought we needed to go ahead and get that taken care of as well.
Of course, your plan is to kind of maintain some of the historic design of the building, its own integrity as it is now, but to add a little New Orleans type touch. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, where we tore the awning, we're going to build a steel balcony, and it's going to, as you said, we're going to try to go with a New Orleans theme. So, you know, with our business, you know, we do the wrought iron stuff. So we're going to do a balcony with a handrail. And, you know, if we do decide to do the Airbnb or Verbo or whatever we decide to do there upstairs, there's plenty of room to put four units up there. And then that person would be able to come out on that balcony and use that. And then we're probably going to do the same on the backside of the building, because, you know, when you come from Five Star and you look over to that area, you know, I'm wanting to make that look a lot better. So, you know, I just didn't want that building, you know, deteriorating. And just, there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of history there, and I want to maintain that as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, we're going to have an article kind of go through some more details in the Crittenden Press this week. So pick up your newspaper and appreciate the work you and your guys are doing on Carlisle Street to not only preserve history, but to continue to develop new business in town.
Yes, sir.
If you have a classic car, vintage truck, make plans next Thursday night to meet at Marion Commons at Marion City Hall. Show and Shine's monthly car shows are held the fourth Thursday of every month, sponsored by Marion Tourism Commission. Participants are encouraged to register at each show to be entered into a $500 prize drawing at the end of the season, September 25th. It's a great event for car enthusiasts. shine them up, and swap stories at Show and Shine.
And yes, this will be the last show of the season, 1 week from tonight over at Marion Commons for the Show and Shine. On the stage this weekend at Foes Hall will be the Steel Magnolias. A talented local cast will bring the beloved Southern Classic to life this weekend with a Saturday night performance that begins at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee that begins at 2:30. Now, there were dinner tickets available, but those are sold out. However, show-only ticket options are still available. So check out the Community Arts Foundation's website or Facebook page, and you can follow those links to get your digital ticket to attend this weekend's program. And also, don't forget, this Saturday, author Tim Farmer will be in Marion signing copies of his new book, so named, This Ain't the New York Times. The book chronicles his life in community journalism. And of course, Tim Farmer was a reporter for the Crittenden Press back in the 1980s. Now, he will be there alongside the former editor of the Crittenden Press back then, John Lucas, who is now retired as a journalist. And myself, I will be there, the current editor of the Crittenden Press, and then Daryl Tabor, who served for a time as editor of this newspaper. And we will be discussing 50 years of local journalism right here in Marion and Crittenden County. It promises to be a lively conversation about where we've been and perhaps where the community is headed. So join us 10 a.m. Saturday morning at the Crittenden County Public Library. We're going to take another pause now for a commercial break.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Welcome back, and I want to go through some road information. Cecil Croft Road in western Crittenden County closed yesterday and remains closed today for major repairs. And also Kentucky 2123 down near Glendale Church Road is shut down at Caney Fort Creek for a bridge replacement. That closure began yesterday and will last through the end of October, so about 5 or 6 weeks at least for that closure. Looking ahead, over in Princeton, the Caldwell County Genealogy Society is bringing back its popular Ghost Walk, and it will be at Cedar Hill Cemetery a week from Saturday. That's on September 27th, and guides will be sharing the past among the headstones there at that cemetery on Green Street. It's $5 admission for that, and reservations are required by calling the Historical Society there in Princeton. Friends of Crittenden County Public Library are running their 20th anniversary bookmark design. It's a contest that runs through the end of the month. Prizes will be available for all age groups. And this Saturday in Versailles, there is a beef bash. That's the event sponsored by Extension Service, and there'll be a group of folks from here driving up. If you're interested, contact the Crittenden County Extension Service to attend this event for youth and adults in the cattle industry. Turning our attention to sports, the Crittenden County volleyball team has now beaten Union County 11 straight times after a 3-1 victory Monday night. The Lady Rockets improved to 6-9 on the season, with Mason Martin leading the way at the net with 11 kills. The Crittenden County soccer team tied Muhlenberg County on Tuesday night, And the Crittenden County Golfers on Tuesday beat Caldwell County as Jaxton Duncan and Cash Singleton led the way with 44s in that match. As Crittenden County won that head-to-head competition by 5 strokes against the Tigers. And senior Georgia Holman led all of the female golfers in that event. She was a medalist by carding a 45. Of course, that's on 9 holes. All of those high school matches are just 9 holes. In middle school football, the Rockets will be on the road at Ballard County tonight after beating James Madison for their first win late last week. And then tomorrow night, a big game down in Mayfield as the Rockets open district play on the road. After beating Union City by a touchdown last Friday here in at home at Rocket Stadium, and the Rockets improved to 2-2 with that win. Mayfield, meanwhile, at 3-1, it's only lost against Paducah Tillman. The Cardinals are a top three team in Class 2A in the state of Kentucky. And on Saturday, the Crittenden County cross-country team will be down at St. Mary for that race, which is always a huge race, draws a lot of people down at Noble Park. And the junior pro football team, you can get a glimpse of them on Saturday. They will be here at Rocket Stadium to play Webster County. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you again the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.